I began this part of the series, Mind the Gap, by saying everything has been converging on this point. We'd looked at the Sermon on the Mount and what Jesus says is our pattern for living, our paradigm. We saw that we cannot possibly live the life he described without the empowering of the indwelling Holy Spirit. We discovered we had some basic misunderstandings, which we looked at last time, setting ourselves the right way up. And now we were going to look at the normal Christian life as envisaged by Jesus, the glory of the cross, living in resurrection life, and our experience of God. I finished yesterday's message with this phrase, the life of abiding in the vine. The reason being that we are no longer growing from the old stock, the old vine of our Adamic nature, but we're living in vital union with the true vine. Now we no longer occupy one territory but two, so we live in two realities and fight on two fronts. We're subduing our earthly lower nature and bringing it under the benevolent dictatorship of the Holy Spirit. And we are law enforcement officers, enforcing Jesus' victory over the enemy of our soul. 1 John 3:8 in the Passion. But the one who indulges in a sinful life is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God was revealed was to undo and destroy the works of the devil. I left you asking you if you wanted to be a turkey or an eagle. It's pretty obvious what I mean. Turkeys grub about on the earth, eagles fly high. And incidentally, they don't flock. At the start of the session, I suggested that maybe you'd have some decisions to make, decisions that determined your destiny, attitudes to change that will determine your altitude, whether you want to be a turkey or an eagle. He's not going to love you any the less, whatever you choose, and the choice is entirely yours. By choosing to be an eagle, you will come into everything Jesus won for you on the cross. It all depends on just how much of him you really want. 30, 60 or 100-fold. Should you choose 100%, you will experience a life of resting in him. Hebrews 4:10. As we enter into God's faith rest life, we cease from our own works, just as God celebrates his finished works and rests in them. It's the choice of doing this your way or his way, by the Spirit or by the flesh. Neither way is without difficulty and sometimes pain, and there are no shortcuts. You can go round and round in the wilderness like the children of Israel for 40 years, or you can decide to be an eagle and find yourself soaring to heights you could never imagine. It's not much of a choice, I know, but it's yours for the taking. If you decide to be an eagle, life begins to have certain disciplines applied. You'll find you need to set aside quality time to be with the Father when you probably prefer to be doing something else. Your friends and your family may begin to think you've developed another head, and in a way, you have, a spiritual one. You are now under new management. His name is Jesus.